The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Ellis here. My mobility scooter from All Mobility Store in Del Mar changed my life. No more missed activities with my grandbaby, shopping, or holiday fairs. I'm announcing a terrific sale at All Mobility Store in Del Mar with 10% off all new and used scooters from now until Christmas Eve. All new Vive Health scooters on sale for $799.99 with an open box special of $650. My brand Pride Revo scooters are originally $1,746, now on sale for $1,599. Bank financing is available or choose 90 days, same as cash. The All Mobility Store is a full-service facility for scooters and mobility vehicle repairs. They take trade-ins and will buy back any used scooter, power chair, or mobility vehicle. Stop by 8999 Ocean Highway, Route 13 in Del Mar. Call 410-425-7200. That's 410-425-7200. Or visit allmobilitystore.com for the big sale through December 24th. Great Christmas present. Just tie a big red bow on it.
There you go, Robin.
I know. That is, every time that comes on, the first thing is kind of takes me by some, it shocks the stuff out of me.
Shocks me. Shocks you. That's your own voice on the radio. It's a little, yeah. Difficult to get used to sometimes.
It is, because I don't hear myself on the air.
Right.
So to me, this is just natural. But that, I hear what people are hearing, and that's kind of weird. I know. That's strange.
Right. Hey, you know what next week is?
Our anniversary.
Yes, correct. Our wedding anniversary on the 16th.
Was that what? No, there was something else you were trying to say that was.
No, it's another anniversary, too.
Your anniversary on the air.
Yep. Yep. December, I think, I can't remember what the date was in December 1988. 13th or 17th or something like that.
I thought it was the 17th.
I thought it was, too. So, anyway, 33 years. I mean, we took that little break for a while in the middle for maybe a year and a half or something like that. But you know what? I've been doing this a long, long time. So,
we want to keep doing it.
We want to keep doing it. We love it. We love our sponsors. It allows us to stay on the air and you know, work with the station. And they're good to work with. And of course, we've got Chris there in our backing us up in the studio. So
we could not do it without him.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So,
well, we could probably do it, but it wouldn't be half as much fun and not as seamless as he makes it.
It's a team effort.
It is.
That's
a team effort.
Right.
Absolutely right. So,
and right now we got the best team.
Exactly, we do. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Yes, Robin is here, conscious or semi-conscious. He's here.
I'm actually good. I've been up since 1:30.
Well, that's what I meant.
I mean, I'm caffeinated. And
that's a good thing.
Are you warm?
Yeah.
I ran out of coffee already. I poured one from out of the pot from yesterday and warmed it up and drank it before we even went on the air. So it's sitting over here in the coffee bar. And I grabbed my insulated cup full of hot tea. So we'll switch to tea here the first hour. So we will. So we can continue to function. As long as if you're more caffeinated than I am, Robin, maybe you'll have to carry the show here.
I don't care.
Good attitude. I don't care. Whatever.
As long as I keep working on the, I'm trying to crochet Christmas presents, and I don't have time.
You don't have time.
I'm running out of time.
I got it. Well, here we are. We're going to be giving away a muzzleloader. I think we've decided we're going to give it away on January 1st rather than December 25th.
Yeah, logistics and two-year-olds, we decided didn't work with going live on the air.
Well, we're going to be over at the grandbaby's house on Christmas morning early, and to try and do a show with a 1 and a 2-year-old in the background and everything that happens there. We just decided that we're probably going to do the pre-recorded show. If you hunters out there who are headed out for the last day of the deer firearm season did not hear the show that we broadcast on the first day of the deer firearm season with Brian Eiler, you have an opportunity to hear it on Christmas Day. So we will rebroadcast that pre-recorded show on Christmas Day, and everybody will be more comfortable. Chris will be off. He'll be, you know, doing his Christmas thing. We'll be with the grandbabies, and yet the show must go on. Right,
yep.
Robin?
Yep.
So because of those reasons, that reason in particular, the pre-recorded show, we'll move the muzzleloader drawing to the first Saturday of January, which is New Year's Day. So,
and we will be here on New Year's Day.
And we'll be here on New Year's Day, and you can certainly, you know, between now and New Year's Day, email us, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, to enter the contest if you'd like, and we'll be more than glad to put you on the list. So makes it a little bit easier during the holidays for everybody. So.
And honestly, how many were going to get up and listen to our show on Christmas?
Exactly. Especially if you have kids, you know?
So. Yeah. That's what we thought.
Yeah. So the number to get in on the contest, if you'd like to enter today, is 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. And all you have to do is call in, leave your name and phone number with Chris. We will, on January 1st, we will pick somebody's name, contact them. And if you're within reason, we'll drive your muzzleloader right to you. What do you think about that? Oh, okay. I'm a little low. Let me turn my volume up here.
He might be low to you, Chris, but he's awful loud to me.
How's that, Chris? Any better?
He's answering a phone call.
Oh, he's answering a phone call. All right. That's fine. We'll get right to the phones here then. Let's do that. All right. We have Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn.
You're up early.
You all. Yep.
You going hunting today?
I don't know. Depends on how that dribble wants to.
Oh, that's right. I forgot it was raining.
Yeah, a little bit of drizzle. So I hit rain coming home last night.
I did see, finally saw one yesterday. It was after, the sun.
Legal shooting time?
Yeah, it was still shooting time, but it was after sunset.
Of course, yep.
By that time, it was really clouded up. You know, making it darker. And I just couldn't get on it right. And with binoculars, I could see it pretty fair, but then I put my gun up. Of course, the scope isn't quite as powerful as my binoculars are. So.
Right, right. What power scope do you have?
It's there's up to a 4 power on your own.
Up to a 4 power, yeah. Yeah, well, here's something that people don't know. If you have a variable scope, at, you know, like a 3-9 or a 2-7 or something like that, if you have a deer in low light, like you had that one, and you, let's say it's in the woods and you have your scope on 3 power, if you turn your scope power up, you can actually generate more light coming in and get a better view of that deer. You may be able to get the crosses. What's that?
This scope does have, you know, brings the light up.
Yeah.
Pretty decent.
Yeah, but you said it goes to 4 power. So
yeah.
If you have it set on 4 power and you got a deer in low light and you can turn it up to 6 or 7 or 8 power or 9, you'll be able to see that deer better. Okay? It just helps you get a better view of it. So
I think four is the top one.
The top, yeah. You probably have 1.5 to 4 or something like that. So, yep, I got it. But, you know, just a bit of information out there.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, it got very cloudy last night, and I actually quit a few minutes early because I couldn't see anymore after sunset, you know? Mm. So, got to be fair to the animal, you know? You don't want to make a bad shot.
Right. Yep. What was on the other side, I was across the farm.
I got it. And if you go sit over there, they'll come on your side, where you were. That's how it worked. Mm. Yep. My nemesis doe, who I've only seen once this year, but who has haunted me ever since I've been hunting this property, she came in last night across the neighbor's field with two yearlings with her, and she stopped about 150 yards and surveyed the woods and looked right at me, picked me off at 150 yards, and I'm in an elevated tree stand. Turned around and led those two deer back the other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And everybody says, those nanny does, they're hard to kill, those big mature does, you know, they'll pick you off every time. Why don't you shoot her? Well, you know what? I don't have to. That's part of the challenge for me. You know? So, it is what it is.
So,
what's that, Glenn?
Deer don't look up. Oh.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Well, she does. She's
take much to look up at you, but like
yep.
They're like, you know, 5 yards, 10 yards out, and they look up.
Well, yeah, they do. There's no question. So, and as hunters, since we've been hunting from elevated tree stands in the last 20, 30 years, I mean, we've educated them to look up, you know? So there you go. All right, buddy. Well, look, we'll talk to you next week, I guess.
All right.
Good luck today, Glenn.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow, or...
Nope, nothing's in tomorrow.
Nothing's in tomorrow?
Nope.
Today's it.
Today's it for the deer firearm season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it ends on Saturday.
Oh, cool. I got you tomorrow.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Did I really say that? Okay.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye, Glenn.
Take care and God bless you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Yep. Let's talk to Walt. Good morning, Walt.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Walt. How you doing?
Pretty good. On my way up to the farm.
Cool. Cool.
I noticed that the deer this year, right now, they seem to be nocturnal.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you're seeing them, it's right at the edge of dark. You know, sit all morning. And right at the edge of dark, and I'm shooting a new 350 Legend. I'm not sure what the knockdown power is, so I hate to shoot one just at dark and not sure what kind of blood trail I'm going to get if I don't knock it right off its feet.
How far are you shooting?
So I've been hesitant.
How far are you shooting?
About 80 to 100 yards.
Oh, you're fine with that 350. Keep in mind that's, you know, it's got a little bit more power than the 35 Remington. Yeah, 35 Remington, and you can. You can shoot a deer all day long with a 35 Remington. If it's sighted in, you know, the best shot to do it on that, of course, is a breakdown shot. You know, just shoot him in the shoulder and break it down right there. And you know, you got no issues. And that 35 that 350 will do that all day long.
That's good to know. You know, I've been hesitant because right at the edge of dark, I mean, between 5 and 10 after 5, I mean, the end of shooting time. And,
yes.
You know, I'm just worried with my shotgun. I'm pretty good, and I know what it does, and
right.
You know, I've been hesitant to pull the trigger. So.
Right, right.
And of course, they're not seeing any decent bucks. I mean, a couple does here and there, and a couple small spikes. I'm trying to let live.
Yeah,
you know, and so you know, and it's okay. I've already shot an 8-pointer and a spike. So
yeah,
you know, so the two different seasons, you know, bow and muzzleloader. So.
Right, right. Well, you know what. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you other than that. But you've definitely got the ballistics there. I mean, we've got kids shooting. Now, that gun does not recoil a lot, so maybe that kind of puts you off by thinking it's not that powerful. But you know, it's got a very light recoil. But I mean, it'll do the job. Check your ballistics on it. But it's, you know, it's certainly capable of doing an 80-yard shot.
Well, that gives me some confidence then. I'm glad I brought it up to you.
Yeah.
The thing is, about the gun, it's so light. Like you say, it doesn't kick.
Right.
It's fairly short, you know.
Right.
It's easy to carry. And, you know, it just it doesn't feel like my shotgun. I mean, that's got some oomph to it. You know?
Yes, it
does. It rocks you.
Yes, no question. I will never forget when I replaced the scope on my 12-gauge and was sighting it in. Oh, my gosh, I couldn't get it where I wanted it. I couldn't get it where I wanted it. There were a lot of distractions on the gun range. There were people shooting, you know, modern sporting firearms right beside me and, you know, guys just putting it on, you know, quick fire. I mean, they were just, you know, blowing ammo back then. And it was very distracting. It was hard for me to concentrate because every time I'm very focused when I sight in a gun, you know, breath in, breath out, breath in, you know, breath out half of, exhale half of it, hold steady, get on, you know, squeeze through the trigger. And when you're trying to focus like that and somebody's blasting 10, 15 rounds next to you, it makes it a little distracting. So it took me a few more shots to get that gun on than normally it would have. And I will tell you, at the end of the day, my shoulder was done. I mean, that 12-gauge can certainly rock you with a slug.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I would feel confident with that 350.
I appreciate that.
Yep. So, you got it, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Well, good luck today.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. I'm looking forward to that call on January 1st.
Okay. You got it. You got it.
Fingers crossed.
All right.
Yes, thanks. Indeed. Have a great holiday.
You got it.
You too.
Hey, we got to take our first break because I ran further than I should have. So let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. You know, Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Kent Island, Route 50 East, Exit 39B, which is the Dominion Road exit. The street address, for those of you who use your GPS, is 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland. And they have a giant selection of waterfowl supplies, decoys, waterfowl calls, steel shot, plenty of gear, camo, waders, hip boots, anything you need. They do carry firearms and ammunition. Their firearms display looks pretty good these days for all types, with Remington, Choppa, Savage. They've got muzzle loaders and accessories. And, you know, they've even got the crossbows, the hottest crossbows in stock, the Raven, the 10-point, the Mission, and they've got those great Matthews bows, too. And Rambo bikes. For those of you who think that a Rambo bike might be the way to get into the woods, they've got them in stock. Large selection of clothing and boots and thousands of hunting accessories. So why not stop by on your way home today, custom arrows, or on your way to the woods this afternoon. Custom arrows, bow tuning, accessories. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Yes, indeed. Uh-oh, where'd my scripts go? There they are. Hey, you know, winter's just about here. It doesn't seem like it right now, but the cold weather's going to be here. So, you know, even with this good weather, you got a lot of time. And listen, for Christmas, what better Christmas present than a new grill or a new table and chairs for your backyard? You know, treat yourself right. You know, get that deck dressed up. Get that backyard dressed up. You still have plenty of time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. They have that giant selection of colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, and I think 300 Adirondack chairs in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets if you want to grab one for the kids for, you know, for Christmas, and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. They have free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's at Hearth America, you could check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall and winter evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You'll be glad you did. So our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, they're slowly getting ammo back in, but, you know, they do handle Browning. They are your full-line Browning dealer. And so, you know, you can check out the supply of centerfire rifles, including some of the new, you know, straight wall cartridges. If you've been thinking about one and you want to, kind of expand your shotgun county experience, well, you know, there's the 4570, there's the 444, there's the 450 Bushmaster, there's the 350 Legend. Check it out at Clyde Sports Shop. You can certainly order one if you like. But I will tell you about one of my favorite centerfire rifles, and that's the X-Bolt. Extremely accurate, bolt-action, big-game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available in the X-Bolt with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. They also carry the updated version, the Hell's Canyon models, the Speed, the Long Range, and the McMillan models. They have select calibers in those, but they've got that Cerakote finished fluted Sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, a detachable rotary magazine. They've come in that arid urban camouflage composite stock. They're pretty cool looking. So check all this out at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, visit Clyde Sports Shop. Open 7 days a week, and you'll be glad you did. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bedliner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Hey, we're back. How about that? I guess I was talking.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
All right. I'll tell you later. So anyway, who's next? Robert, I guess, right?
Wait.
That's correct.
Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad. I'm just calling to enter the muzzleloader contest.
You are in.
He's Thank trying to catch up with his son. Is that the right
no.
one?
No.
No, different one.
Yep.
Oh, I give up. That's Robert and Richard. I got it. Never mind.
What?
Never mind. Don't
it's
worry about
Patrick
me.
Patrick and Richard.
No.
Oh, my
Forget
God.
It.
Have a nice day.
Hey. Thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
all right. Good luck out there.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, I was too back. I was too ahead. Sorry.
Let's talk to Patrick.
Good morning to both of you.
How you
good
doing?
Morning.
Well, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Called to enter the contest, and glad I'm in.
You're in?
There's a lot I could talk about. I shot a nice 8-point last Saturday. But what the biggest difference is hunting season the first year since I retired. Retired in April.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. The biggest difference is I didn't feel the pressure that I needed to be out every minute, all the time. I could take a day. I decided just to stay in the morning and go hunt in the evening. It was, or vice versa. It was great.
It's because you didn't have to get it all in and make sure you got it in before work.
Much
or after.
Yeah.
I get
that's
it. Trust
cool.
me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you want to send us a picture of that 8-point?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. But okay. It's a Pennsylvania 8-point.
A what?
Bedford County, Pennsylvania.
Bedford County.
Oh, yeah, but we'll still love to see a picture.
Sure, I'd like to see a picture. Absolutely. Bedford County, Pennsylvania, my old stomping grounds.
I know. You were a little bit north of here. I'm in Centerville.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, my old stomping grounds. I grew up in Altoona and went to high school in Somerset County, graduated from high school there, got married there, got divorced there in Somerset County, then moved to Maryland. So, yep. Had an uncle in Bedford County, used to fish Bedford County, and don't know that I did a lot of hunting down there, but yep, used to run through there a lot. So, appreciate it. Patrick, Ellis at Ellis Outdoors is where you send the picture. We appreciate it.
I got you in my contacts.
I figured you did. Yep.
You'll be receiving it soon.
All right, man. Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that I get to listen to the rebroadcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's
it just seems safer.
We discuss with a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old. Yeah, in their own home. Yeah, it's a little safer. So I think that's how we're going to do it. So.
Well, enjoy the grandkids. We got them coming down.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Hey, thanks.
From Vermont.
Wow.
Cool.
So we're going to have a house load.
I guess so.
You enjoy.
Enjoy, buddy. Yep. Thanks.
Thank you.
See you, Patrick. Let's talk to Richard.
Please talk to Richard before I.
Hello, call Richard.
Everybody.
Senior.
Okay, yes, I'm the senior.
I know.
My son won that gun last week.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and you know, I know it was a little confusing. Well, he's in Kingsville, you know, and I'm in Rosedale.
Right.
So, anyway, look, what I want to call it, too, is I want to put Nub in the contest. I've got here the NRA, National Rifle Association. Anyway, they got this new black pattern gun out now, and it's called, and I've got the whole thing is laid out and how it works. You load the bullet through the muzzle in the front, okay? Mm-hmm. And while you got the breech open, you put this, it looks like a shotgun shell.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's a different brand. Our sponsor here this time around is CVA. Okay.
Well, maybe you don't want me talking about it then.
Probably not, but that's okay.
Wait, the thing about it is it's very unusual. You put the stick in the breech, and it's already got the pattern, the black pattern.
Richard, we're going to have to let you go, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Let's see who we've got on the line next. Let's see. Chuck. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning. I hope this conversation goes better than that last one did.
Well, our sponsor's CVA.
I get it.
Okay. So we love their firearms. We absolutely love them. They've been doing it for 14, 15 years. So I was trying to be nice.
Yep, I got it.
So what's on your mind?
Okay. Firearm safety.
Good.
There's been a lot of talk in the news about firearm safety here lately, or the lack thereof, actually.
Exactly.
So I wanted to ask you, have you ever, I don't think if you ever caused one, you would admit it, but I don't know. Have you ever witnessed a accidental discharge?
Yes.
And I had two instances I witnessed. And I thought maybe I'd share those with you real quick if you had time, because they're rather interesting.
Go for it.
Okay, first time happened probably in the mid to late 70s. I was in hunter safety course, and this was an intentional accidental discharge. But anyway, we were in the basement of the Howard County Police Department, and our instructor, I'll never forget it, I'll never forget his name, but I'm not going to repeat it here. However,
right.
He had the same name as a Western movie star who was married to a woman whose name was Dale Evans, and he rode a horse.
Okay, we get it.
Okay. Anyway,
All right.
So he's in the beginning of the program. He's up behind the desk, and he has a break open 12-gauge hammerless shotgun.
Right.
And he's talking, and one thing leads to another, and he drops the butt down on the table. And when he did, the thing went off.
Oh, man.
Well, it clearly, this was a setup. Everybody in the police department building knew that he was going to do this.
Right.
But it was just to grab your attention, to let you know that there was a defect in this firearm, and you had to be careful at all times because you never know when they're going to go off.
Exactly.
But anyway, that was the first time. The second time was really kind of hairy. There were four of us in Garrett County up near your old area. Weren't you around Myersdale?
I lived in Berlin, but not far. I worked in Myersdale. I worked in Salisbury as well.
Okay, real quickly, four of us get up one morning and before light, and we're up there turkey hunting in the spring, and it's pouring, raining, it's windy, it's miserable. Well, anyway, we go up. We sit around, we drink coffee, we wait, and finally the sun came out. It broke.
Right.
So everybody went running for their guns.
Sure.
Well, there was a pair, a father and a son-in-law, were down in another trailer. Anyway, the son runs down into that trailer, grabs his shotgun out of the closet. Now, mind you, him and his father-in-law both had identical 870s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they weren't identical. There was a matching pair of them. He comes out of the trailer, throws one in the chamber, slams it home, turns it over, throws two in the bottom, turns it back over, turns the safety off, and pulls the trigger to check the safety. Well,
smart.
As it was, his father's model was a left-hander. So when he thought he was taking the safety off, he was actually putting it on. And the gun went right off beside
my car. You mean
vice
versa? When he thought he was engaging the safety, he disengaged it.
Is on the other side when he ladled it in.
Yeah, I got it.
Such a hurry to get out because we were stuck in there in the morning that he just wasn't paying attention to what he was doing and grabbed the wrong gun, and there could have been an accident. But
that's scary.
Yeah, it was. So, yep. As a reminder, we all need to really pay attention to what we're doing when we're around these things.
Yep.
You want to share your...
Yeah, I will. But we've got to take a break and take some other callers. Right. So we appreciate it, though.
That was That was, to me, was very interesting.
Very interesting, yep.
Okay, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I really did. And just stay there, just stay listening to the radio, and I'll tell you about two instances, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks.
And bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Chuck. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Good morning, madam.
Hey, good morning. Long time no hear.
So Chuck sends me a picture of his...
Two in a row.
So
right.
Chuck sends his picture of his spicy snack sticks.
Yep.
Yesterday. And I said, I got to get some of those. I really like them. And he says, I think I'll have another just to rub it in.
I like spicy snack sticks, too.
Man.
And you've had MGs before, so you
know. Oh yeah, I know what they are. Yep, no question. So.
Yep, heading out in this fog, Jesus.
Oh, it's foggy. Oh well, enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it. It's foggy up here from Hampstead to Westminster, going into Tawny Town. So.
Is it raining at all, or just foggy?
No, just foggy.
Yeah.
It rained last night.
Yeah.
But it's just foggy now. It's a little bit better than it was when I left the house, but.
Got it.
Still. So I just thought I'd call and wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year if I don't talk to you before.
Thank you, buddy.
You all, too.
Appreciate
Please,
it.
Same to Diane. I'll call her. I got a couple things to send her this today anyway.
Okay, well, she probably won't get up till 8, 9 o'clock.
Got it.
Smart woman. I wish I could do that.
It depends how tired she is from the night before.
Got it.
She's still fighting that pump.
I got it. Believe me, I know.
All right, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All
talk
right,
soon.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to take our second break. It's all pre-recorded for a couple of minutes, so hang in there. When we come back, we'll talk to Dale from Easton, and I will tell you about the two accidental discharges that I've witnessed in my life. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Boy, it does not feel like December 11th. We have got 72 degrees this afternoon with thunderstorms. We're on the warm side of a big cold front sweeping through the east. And quarter-inch rains this afternoon with thunderstorms. Some could be strong or severe today. Winds change direction tonight. Our low 41 degrees and then much cooler for Sunday and Monday. Highs in the 50s and lows near freezing, feeling more like December and breezy northwest winds for early Sunday. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbenders is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewaters, open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbenders specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbenders. You won't be sorry. Burbenders Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done. And you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back.
We are.
Sometimes you got to take Robin by the hand.
Leave me alone. Sit full up.
Morning, Dale.
Chewy. Dale, take him back to breakfast and get him out of here.
Yeah, we'll take you back for coffee, although maybe he had too much coffee.
I think it's not enough coffee. I think it's tea. It does something to him.
Maybe.
Okay. Alan, the gentleman that writes for the Quarterly on occasion, Jim, I don't know.
Amrine. Jim Amrine.
Alan, he is really good. He is excellent. He is his versatility in terms of the subjects he writes about is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He reminds me of a one of my all-time favorite outdoor writers, Finn Hagard for the American Rifleman.
Wow, I'll pass that along.
Very short, concise, and yet explains things thoroughly.
Exactly.
Any possibility you could get him on the air for a segment or two from time to time?
Yeah, I could.
Talk about things, because I think that would be informative for people who don't, may not be able to get the quarterly every time it's published.
He wrote an article called Six Seasons of the Deer Hunter. Something like that, or Six Seasons of Archery, something about six seasons. And he wrote it in the Maryland Deer Hunting Guide, I think the first issue, which was, 15, 18 years ago. And I asked him to do it, and he said he reconstructed the whole thing, retyped the whole thing, because he didn't have the file anymore. It was probably on a floppy disk or something, And he said, I changed one name. That's all I did, but it's essentially the same article. Got an email last week from, I guess, a listener who said, hey, you ran this article. Is there any chance I could get a copy of it? And I found it on the computer file and sent it to him. And he said, that's it. That's the best article. And, that type of thing. And it talks about the changing food patterns right at the beginning of the season for 2 weeks. And then what happens in the next couple of weeks and the next couple of weeks and the next couple of weeks. And it's, it's fascinating to see how a deer's diet changes and how you focus on them. And, he really did an excellent job on that. So,
but his knowledge of weapons, like this latest article on red dot scopes.
Red dot scopes,
Was very good. Yeah. And then previous to that, I don't think he wrote about arrows.
He did.
He talked about things that I had no idea.
Yep. And when it was announced on the straight wall cartridges, he called DNR and he said, what's your rule? What's going on? What specifically are you looking to do? He does the research. He's done great articles on brain abscess disease. He's done great articles on bow technology. And Jim's just all around good writer.
Yeah, he's a real gem, Alan. Hang on to him.
I'm doing my best.
Pass along my kudos to him, because, like I say, he's very reminiscent of Finn Hagard.
Finn Hagard, very good. Yeah. All right, buddy.
All right.
You take it easy, Dale.
You do the same, buddy. Thanks, Dale.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So, do we have anybody on the line, Rob?
Uh-uh.
You sure?
I didn't have anybody last time I looked.
Oh, we do. We have Felix on the line. Good morning, Felix.
I screwed up.
How are you?
Hi, Felix.
Robin, Alan.
Yep.
You're getting younger every day. Every time I listen to you, you're younger.
Who?
For years.
You.
Me? Younger? Oh, geez. Maybe
he doesn't know you. It's all right.
Maybe I'll start dyeing my hair.
You got any big knives around I could use?
Big knives?
Yeah, I need to cut through this fog I heard this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I stopped at the grocery store the other day on Senior Day, and I said to somebody, my former father-in-law said to me one time, boy, I wish I had a piece of bread. I'd put some of this traffic jam on it, and I said that to somebody. Yeah, but it was lines around the block almost for the grocery store. But
I'm not going to get out of Pikesville. It looks like this morning it's too foggy.
Where are you traveling from?
I'm not traveling anywhere. I decided.
He says too foggy.
Oh, too foggy to go. I got it. Yep.
Yeah, I'm in Pikesville.
Pikesville. Yep.
Right down from his station.
Yeah, not far from Chris. So,
right.
Got it.
Yeah, I called in to try to get in that muzzleloader contest again.
Well, I'm glad you're in it.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, thanks, Felix.
Take it easy.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take a chance here. Billy Bob.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
I'm doing great. I just wanted to give a brief shout out to a couple long-time listeners and great white hunters, Timmy and Dennis.
Okay, Timmy and Dennis. Good morning.
They're on their way out into the woods. Unfortunately, though, I think they recently hit a patch of wildwood weed out on the farm they hunt. They suddenly become big.
Billy Bob, we're done. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Have a good one.
Yikes! Must be one of those days.
I think he hit the wild wood weed.
Maybe. Let's talk to Keith real quick. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Hey, Robin. It's Keith. I'm still down here in Jessup.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, still here in the great metropolis of Jessup.
Indeed.
Happy anniversary. What a monumental celebration that is.
So. Yep, 4 years for Robin and I and 33 for the radio show. So
That's terrific.
Yep.
What I wanted to talk to you about is we live in of course, it's a residential area.
Yeah.
And there's this wooded preserve next to us, of course, will never be developed. And so we have deer in our yard, like, on a daily basis.
No question.
And they cross the road to come over to the houses and, you know, get the grass or
eat the shrubbery.
Flowers or
yep.
Surprisingly enough, you never see them get, they know how to cross the road.
Mm-hmm.
They know how when a, they you don't see them on the side of the road where they've been hit by a car. You never see one, and
right.
It's like they're smart. They know, you know, what when a car's coming to get out of the road.
Got it.
What we want to do is to feed them or to help them through the wintertime. And I thought, well, I could go buy like a salt block, I think, put out. My question to you is if you were wanting to, you know, to feed them, because we enjoy seeing them.
Yeah.
Is what else could a man do to put out? And, you know, we could put it in the wooded area. So
the only thing I would possibly do would be get a mineral supplement. They don't need corn through the winter. It disrupts their digestive system. Their digestive system is on browse and woody stems and branches and things like that. So, I mean, you can, there's not a lot you can do to help them through the winter, you know.
Would a salt block be a benefit?
What's that?
A salt block?
Nah, I'd do minerals if you can find a mineral block rather than just flat out salt. I mean, they'd eat the salt, but, you know, I think something that has some minerals in it would be a little bit better for them.
Is that something you'd go to, like, Bass Pro Shops?
No, you can go to your local feed store.
Okay. Like
you know,
go to
one of your co-ops or go to one of the local feed stores and say you want a mineral thing. So,
okay.
But that's what I'd do, buddy. Yep.
All right. I appreciate it, guys.
You got it. Thank you, sir.
Right, have a,
have
great,
a
day.
Great day.
Okay. Hey, you folks have a beautiful fireplace in your house that you never use? Well, we did, too. It's just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency. And here's the thing. The worldwide shortage of computer chips could delay your idea of owning a new insert, but they've got plenty in stock. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming cold weather. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410 410- 487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! We all want clean water. So, does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Robin Ellis here. My mobility scooter from All Mobility Store in Del Mar changed my life. No more missed activities with my grandbaby, shopping, or holiday fairs. I'm announcing a terrific sale at All Mobility Store in Del Mar with 10% off all new and used scooters from now until Christmas Eve. All new Vive Health scooters on sale for $799.99 with an open box special of $650. My brand Pride Revo scooters are originally $1,746, now on sale for $1,599. Bank financing is available or choose 90 days, same as cash. The All Mobility Store is a full-service facility for scooters and mobility vehicle repairs. They take trade-ins and will buy back any used scooter, power chair, or mobility vehicle. Stop by 8999 Ocean Highway, Route 13 in Del Mar. Call 410-425-7200. That's 410-425-7200. Or visit allmobilitystore.com for the big sale through December 24th. Great Christmas present. Just tie a big red bow on it. Everybody, get out, stay safe. Be careful in the fog today. Have a super day.